You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, KB8RVP.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KB8OOE. Excuse me, KB8OOE, KBHGK. Looks like we're both having a coughing, Jay. Yeah, my sinuses. Hey, that guy, I give requests from people that I worked with. And I recognize that guy. But maybe I should have been more careful because I saw he was only friends with, thinking about it, friends with the Japanese guy I worked with. And when I think of it, you would think he'd probably be friends with more of the people, especially the black people I worked with, since he's black, you know. Well, I waited a number of days and I okayed the request. And maybe that guy was hacked or something and he's trying to hack me and all my friends. What the hell do I do? Change my password, or what can I do to remedy this? Is there anything? That's why I make my friends list not accessible. It's not for my protection, it's for everybody else's. Because you know me, I'm nutty enough. Somebody comes rolling up my driveway, I might fire up the 1-ton or the 12-gauge. Yeah, well, I don't even know how to make my friends list not accessible. Never thought about it, never looked into it. I didn't know it was even a possibility. So I wonder what the hell, maybe I should better do some searches if I've been hacked, what to do. It's in those menus, it's a security thing. Man, I'm having a little bit of an asthma attack, though. Or you can delete him. Usually if I get an oddball request like that, it's like somebody I've known from the past a long time ago, I ask a few security questions like, how do I know you, where do I know you from type thing. But, that's not just average black dude, that's an African, probably African scammer. Does it look like the person? Yeah, I recognize him from work. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. Just make your friends list disappear. It's in security settings. You go to, I wouldn't know how to do it without just scrolling through. But I wanted to let you know because I've never met that person in my life. And usually if I meet them, know them a little bit, they're going to be on my friends list anyway. Yeah, thanks. So I think I know what you're talking about. I know there's places you can go in their security settings, and I imagine if I roll around through that, I'll discover what you're talking about, and I'll do that. But, yeah, that's unfortunate. Crapola. What I better do is I wonder one thing, if I change my password settings, if that would help right now, like the first thing to do.
I wouldn't worry about that, but I do have mine so it can get back in touch with me with my phone number, so I can override pretty much anything. But if they get in there, they can change that, I suppose, anyways, if they're smart enough, social engineering. But, I don't answer a lot of weird questions. That's why I have, that's why I'm thinking, hey, what's your call sign, buddy,
Right. Yeah, the guy might be legit. He might just be one of them guys who wants to pile on a bunch of friends for whatever the reason, I'm not like that. I almost very rarely, I don't even know if I've ever friend requested anybody before. People usually come to me.
Wow, aren't you highfalutin? Now, who knows? If he's not from here... I don't think he was born here with a name like that. If he's not from here, born here, or Anchor Baby, he might not, you know, he just might not either know the social norms or maybe if he's not in this country, maybe they get paid for it. Who knows? I don't know enough about how things work in foreign countries. I know there are certain things they can't do online.
Yeah, well, he lives here, but I should have taken notice when he was seemingly only friends. Oh, you know what it is, though? I'm mistaken. A co-friend, like somebody that I'm friends with, is what I was looking at. I'm friends with Mochi from Japan. I worked with him for about 5 years. He moved back to Japan, and he's friends with Mochi, so that's what I saw. I'm going to look through his friends list and see if he's friends with a lot of the other folks I worked with. That'll make me feel a little better if I see that he is, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yeah, he ain't going to be able to get in and see my page. I don't know him. I've never met him. You know, like I said, that's not a really common name here in the States. And I don't doubt that he might have learned to speak in a language that has a lot of clicks and pops in it.
Right, right. No, I understand, but he lives here, or at least he did a few months ago. My point would be, I don't, if I'm friends with somebody, go through their friends list and start requesting to be friends with a bunch of people. I mean, to me, that's a bizarro land. I don't know why anybody would do that, but first thing I'll do is I'll look and see who he is friends with, and I'll feel better if there's quite a few people I've worked with. If he's friends with them, but it's like strange. I think what I'm going to do is, at the very least, I'll do like what you said, make my friend list thing kind of disappear, and also I'll go and I'll maybe change my password and all that stuff. There's something else I was going to say, but geez, I mean, this is weird, man. I've never been hacked before. I've never been hacked before, and I've had friend requests from people that I'm already friends with. I've noticed that many times, knowing that they were hacked. And so I would, of course, not, you know, take the friend request, but it might be some situation like that. That's bizarre, man. If I'm hacked, that sucks, you know, because how do I become unhacked? That's the question. How do I become unhacked?
I don't think you're hacked at all, Phil. I really don't. I would ask your Asian buddy, the tradesman, the Japanese tradesman, and ask him if he knows him personally, or, you know, if it's, I would ask him and see what's going on with that, but I would definitely turn your friends list off, because that eliminates, you know, if you accidentally add one of those guys and you're half asleep, or girls, I mean, usually they come after me, they're little Asian, you know, Filipinas or something like that. I made the mistake adding one guy that was Filipino because I thought it was my buddy's father-in-law. And I asked him, I said, do you know this guy? He says, nope. He says, I don't know how he found you. You don't even have your friends list open. But it was a comment on somebody's page that was linked to him through his Filipino wife.
Got that. KDEBOEKHEK. Yeah, boy, what a mess could be, you know, if it happened to be a hack job. But I see that all the time. I get some sexy woman or something like that, friend requesting, jeez, and I'll look and she'll have like two friends only or something like that, and I know that this isn't right, you know, somebody, they don't have one or two friends. I mean, there's so many obvious things like that where they try to get you to friend them. I don't know, what do people gain by hacking your Facebook, dude, but what do they gain out of that?
Social engineering. Hey, what's your kids' names? What's your dog's names? What's your password? Wait, not your password. We don't want that. You know, I mean, they just grab everything they can, and then if they can hijack anything or get into a bank account, but been a long time since somebody's figured out how to hack me, although it's not impossible. I'm not very bright. Hey, I'm going to get back at it, dude. I got to get these. Did you get the picture of the poles, the fiberglass sucker tubes?
Yeah, I commented on it or did a thumbs up. It looked awesome, dude. Hey, the lapel repeater, man, I'm sure I had the right stuff in there. And once in a while, it would fire up and I'd just hear some noise coming from the damn thing. I never heard anybody speaking, but it would fire up and I'd hear the receive, but it wasn't consistent. And then once or twice, I keyed up and I pinged the repeater, you know, just to see if it would work, but most of the time it's just dead in the water, even when I was close to Lapeer. It's bizarro, man.
They're still working some bugs out. You know, that tower folded over. It's having issues. Make sure you don't run a receive tone on your rig. You only need to transmit to key it. And then open your salts as far as you can without having everything trip it off when you go through town.
Okay, I got you. All right, cool, man. So, all right. Well, on some of these rigs, the receive tone thing, it's like it has to be said. It's something I've looked, and it's like there's nowhere where it's nothing or you know what I mean, or zero. I don't know how to, I'll have to look up how to maybe completely turn that up if it's even possible.
They're at the bottom when you're scrolling through. There's like 40-some of them. You just scroll through until you hit zero, and then, you know, once you hit zero, go back up to the click the button again, go back up to where you go to the next thing in the menu, and then it sets it. But there is a zero in the list.
Okay, I'll check that out. All right. So, okay, what do you got going on then this morning?
I'm going to try to get a hold of Keith or maybe take those tubes and that. Did you see the stainless countertop laying behind the trailer? We went and picked that up from Jeff's.
No, I was busy with my mom and everything all yesterday. I didn't get home till late. Then Cheryl got home not too late, and I was busy doing stuff here, so I didn't notice the countertop, but I did check out the poles. They look badass, man.
30-foot, and I'm finding them brackets. Stupid price. I just got a pile of them coming from Texas, and I may make up some using that design and just go a little beefier. I got a pile of consumables for the plasma cutter, so and I got some plates still over at Jeff's that I got to throw in the trailer too, so I could make some beefier ones to hold those poles. But my buddy Dan hooked me up with that pile of T-poles.
That's cool. All right, man, I'll let you go, and I'm going to get my ass my behind busy and try to figure out this Facebook thing. So, all right, man, you have a good morning. I'll catch up with you later. K-V-O-O-E-K-U-K-K, clear.
Yeah, it's nice being able to get on the radio and actually do a no-holds-barred conversation with something like that going on with your phone, right? I don't think you're hacked. I just think somebody got overly zealous with their friendship or, just one of those things, like you said. Usually it's that pretty girl that's got about two posts and brand shiny new picture she just stole about somebody. And generally what you find out is those are African scammers in the pirate villages along the southern Cape of Africa. They're trying to fish you for some money or something. So, you know, they're not even girls, you know. So at least that's a name you recognize, and hopefully that's what it is. I would ask your little Asian tradesman buddy there that worked with you in the shop, setting dies or whatever, or repairing them, if they know them personally. But good luck with it. Let me know how it goes. KB8OOE.
Okay, Mike. 73 KEHGK clear.
currently connected to CMN Network.
KJ, KFA, EDA, copy.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
KV8OE.
KE8GK.
What's up, Phil?
I'm getting ready to go walk out back by the bees, but I gotta run back in and get my other glasses.
We'll do that after dark.
Oh yeah, I know, but I just wanna go back and check out. I wanna go back and check out the activity. Maybe I'll see him hauling pollen in.
Tell you what you're gonna see. You're gonna see a bunch of wax cap.
Kind of cold out, but the sun is awful nice.
Yeah, you're going to see a bunch of wax cap all over the entranceway where they've been robbing us.
Yeah, they're cleaning that out too, though.
Exactly right. You know how we get even with that? We kill a bunch of somebody else's drones with some little white foam boxes.
Yeah, I gotta talk to Karen if I can get a supply of those. Slowly but surely, you know, and I'll do a similar thing like you to be able to start out small and a better, how would you put it, economics of it all, and trying to think of the correct word. I'll think of it and I'll say it here in a bit.
Talk to Karen? Oh, your neighbor across the street?
Yep.
Get it now. Yeah, I gotta see what it's gonna take to modify those. Shouldn't be much. I wanna make whatever I do compatible with the other, the little guys, the little commercial available ones.
Oh, I see, okay. Yeah, that's cool. I'm back here looking at these guys. I don't see a lot of activity, but it's kind of cold.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
They kind of cut out.
New Bigby up here in, we got a new Bigby up here in, Vassar.
Okay, it's kind of cold here, you know? And so there's only a few bees walking around by the entrance. It's reduced down to just a very small entrance. But I put my ear down towards the lowest box, like the second deep, and tap on it, and I get the like that, the buzz. So I'm pretty sure there's a colony living in there.
Step out of there and crack that lid.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do that to them right now. I know you're joking because, you know, that cold, and it might be laying through. It's not that bad, but I mean, if you pop it open for a couple seconds, I guess it'd be okay, but you do that and then keep it open too long when it's cold out, I'd say that's how you get that chalk brood and stuff.
got less than 45 minutes to run through doing hive inspection. We were debating cracking open them palmers, but it's still cold. I think by the end of the day, I may be better off. Yeah, there's not much going on here. I'm going to walk back here later this afternoon if it warms up. If not, the next warmer day. But, yeah, they were real busy the last few days when it's warm out. So it's good to see that. It's typical behavior, like they're guarding the entrance, and when the bees fly out, they take right up like a little meteor. And also when the bees fly up, they don't act all funky like they're robin. You know, robin kind of how they behave, you know. They seem like it was their home. I got to add frames, but we only got like a week or two until we got to do that grafting class. Yeah, that ought to be interesting. You'll have to tell me how it goes. Maybe I'll take one of those classes next year or something. Or you can teach me, what the heck, down the road when I have more really dig deep.
He's a character. I don't know. He's cocky, but he knows what he's doing. But they pull royal jelly, and obviously they're doing a hot swap. They pull royal jelly, and they pre-charge with the royal jelly, so they're literally swimming in it. I had about a 30% turnout when I'd done it before, but what I found out is you got to put them in the same way you pull them out. If you flip them over, they breathe out down the sides of the grub, you know. If you flip them over, they just drown. And that's what I did wrong. I got most of them right side up. But my hands were shaking real bad. They've calmed down a little bit now after the surgery, but between that and just lack of experience, but I use them cheap Chinese grafting tools. I got a pile of those things, but I can run you through it if you've never done it. I didn't put any pre-charged royal jelly in there, which I should have. That would probably save me a lot of headache and heartache, and it would make nicer queens, I'm sure.
Yeah, okay, well, I got everything to learn. I have no experience with any of that stuff, so it'll all be new to me.
Yeah, those little boxes, we're going to try to keep them all uniform, the med boxes, and then I'm just going to rip down two-bys and chop them, set up a jig for the chop box, and then just chop off a bunch of the, once I trim them down to length, I don't know, hopefully I don't have to rip them beyond that, otherwise I'm going to, I don't know, depends, I don't even know how wide the frames are, so I want to make them compatible with the littler boxes and full-size frames, so I can just drop them in use them like a top bar.
Right, right. Well, if they're so small they'd fall through, if you make a bar up that they would clip to or fasten to, and then, like you were talking before when we talked, to notch the foam to where it just drops in place, evenly spaced out the correct D space, then, you can just peel those plastic frames off the adapter bar, so to speak, if you ever wanted to use the little frames with the factory boxes. KD8OE, KD8GDK.
Yeah, I want to have wooden ones, even in the little foam pop cooler boxes, the commercial Epime. So I'm going to have those started in the little boxes on wooden sticks, and then I'll be able to transfer them to the next size up and full-size frames, be able to bread tie them on. I'll draw you something, but it's, you know, that way what you do will be compatible with what we do. Be able to swap them back and forth, but be able to tie the wood frames from the APMAs onto the next bigger ones, and then maybe even pull them off, or be able to tie three in a row on a deep frame
and then just have them build around it. And then you cut one off at a time with brood in it or whatever, put in the little boxes and start up more, shake some nurse bees in there and put virgins or cells in there and let them go, you know.
Yeah, okay. Well, your operation almost assuredly will be far larger than what I'll ever be doing, you know. I just want a reasonable-sized thing to supplement my income and enjoy the working the bees and all that good stuff, healthy lifestyle. I don't know, they say that beekeepers have a longevity thing going on, something to do with the bees. Is it true? I don't know, but I'm hearing that and reading that more and more. The old wives' tale, I have no clue, but, you know, I down the road, if I get everything straightened out here and move and life is good, kind of turnkey homestyle-wise, I'd have more time to devote to expand the business. At my age, I got to be realistic. Oops, at my age, I just got to be realistic about it, you know, how large of a thing I would have going on, and I know it almost assuredly would be far, far smaller than whatever you're doing.
Doesn't matter. Like I told my cousin's husband, take your place. You know, that's all I'm saying. And if we can make things compatible with both of what we're doing, we'll get ahead quicker, and then, like, days where I need help, and he's off or you're off, I'd gladly pay or swap hours for something like that or swap resources. I don't care. Doesn't bother me. You know, I got my number one here, but anybody else, I mean, if you're striving for the same goal, doesn't matter how big the operation is. And, you know, he mistook, you know, the competition thing as something where I was actually thinking that I'm going to compete, and that's just not the case. And I don't need to compete. It's just that nobody's going to do exactly what I'm going to do. Nobody's going to do exactly what Phil does or Eric does. No two plans are the same, especially with these bugs. And if you ask your beekeepers for one thing, they'll all give you a different answer. KV8OLE.
KEGK. Oh yeah, most assuredly. Hey, hang on a minute. I got to go in and do something. I'm going to walk the dog, and I'll yak at you while I walk the dog. Be right back. KEGK.
I'm going to grab a pop out of the back of the car. I got to go in and pay a bill, but I always have something in the house monitoring, so we just ran up the post office in the bank. KV8OOE.
Connected to CMN Network.
KV8OOE. Yeah, it's supposed to get up to in the 60s today, I think. Have you checked the weather forecast?
I'm getting hollered at. I'm just about to, though. I got to go in the other room and get on the phone anyway, so I'm going to check W Underground, see what's going on.
Yeah, okay, that's cool. So what all you got going on today, man?
Didn't catch the end part of that. What was it?
So what all do you have going on today?
Well, I got a call keeper. I'm thinking about running those poles down to his place, or maybe leave four of them here and a couple at my place and just disperse them out. Some over there. Heck, I don't know, man. If I got enough gas in the vehicle, I guess gas come down, at least in a couple places. But maybe make a round out by your place and put two of those on your back fence row, two of those pipes, just lay them in the weeds, so we can set up and tear down back there if you're still game on that.
Yeah, well, if you're in the area, at least stop by and walk around back there and try to make a plan and see where's the most appropriate, best way to do it, you know, where to put it back there where it's as inconspicuous as we can make it, you know. But yeah, if you're around, roll over. Make sure I'm here first, so get a hold of me, because I may leave for a while or not, but I don't know for sure. But yeah, sounds like a good deal to me. Check it out.
Yeah, I'll let you know in a little bit. I gotta turn my phone on and gotta pay them bills. So I'm gonna cut you loose. I gotta finish this argument here and see what's going on, and then plot and plan and scheme my day accordingly, because I gotta cut up a bunch of stuff and I don't know what to advertise first. I got a million things going on.
Okay, well that's good though. You're busy with stuff and hopefully making some money. One last thing, if for some reason you don't make it today, probably I'll be home most of the time tomorrow. I don't have any major plans of going to do anything. I plan on visiting my mom on Sunday, but all right, man, get back with me later. I got to get busy myself. 73-KDE-OOE-KDE-KDE-K clear.
Right on, Phil. I figure either two or four of them, I got 16, either two or four of them out back behind all your beehives and stuff in the weeds where, you know, you just lay them right on the ground. They're not going to rot, so I'm not worried about that. And out of sight, out of mind. And then on, like, the T-posts and stuff, I got to try a few different things. But I think that three of those will take care of it. I got brackets coming within the week to hold the fiberglass poles, and then I figure cross tie in with some of those little chopping those little marker rods, some fiberglass rods, chopping them up and using those as cross ties underneath of them with these little fiberglass zip tie things I got, and then they tear down real easy that way too. I'll talk to you in a little bit. KB8 all week.
KF8 KB8 monitoring.
You're connected to CMN Network.
WBIJ Waterford, Michigan calling.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
This is W8VIJ calling. W8VIJ, Waterford, Michigan calling and standing by.
Connected to CMN Network.
KDE8KDK. KB8OOE. KB8OOE. KDE8KDK.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Kilo Echo 8 Zulu, Mike, Quebec.
Connected to CMN Network.
Hey, you there, Phil? K-8 Ollie. K-8-Ollie. You lost the signal on your phone out there, Phil. K-8-Ollie.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, go Foxtrot Q, calling all CQs.
Kilo Echo 8,
Zulu Lima
Golf, calling CQ.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Foxtrot Kilo.
I didn't catch a call sign there. This is Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Lima Golf.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
All right, KC2LQWSM.
Connected to CMN Network.
KC8ELQ.
Yeah, I heard you. A lot of PL hum, though. Hello, radio
12345. Okay, I copy you on the one radio, but not my other one. Unless that's something upset wrong, or it's not transmitting PL.
I got a really loud PL hum on you.
Interesting. Let me switch to the other radio. This is on the XTS 2500. How does that sound?
Man, that's a really loud hum. You can just—it's just really loud.
That's interesting.
because I don't hear it coming over the air.
Can you hear the 3-1? Can you listen to the 3-1 on one repeater, on one handheld, and listen to yourself on the other?
KVCA ELQ. I just overloaded the radio.
It could be because I'm on my headphones.
KVCA ELQ. 1, 2, 3.
And maybe it's because I got my headphones in. It just sounds really loud. I thought I turned the filter on. I'll double check. One, two, three, four, five, five, four, three, two, one. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
JSD8ELQ. JC8ELQ, testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Is that hum still there or not?
Yeah, I'm hearing it, but I'm on my IP node, so with my headphones in, so I'm not sure. But I'm still hearing the PL hum. I thought we were filtering it.
I'm wondering if it could be something around here, around where I got everything set. I'm not doing it now from what I can hear over the 3-1. At first it did, but then it stopped.
All right, test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. One, two, three, four, five, five, four, three, two, one.
KC8ELQ.
One, two, three, four, five.
KC8ELQ.
Are you hearing me or no? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yes, I am. Let me look at the service monitor when you're transmitting there. I've got about roughly 4K deviation with my voice.
Yeah, don't use my audio from this. I'm on the laptop. But I think it's to the point where we can do stuff tomorrow with it.
Okay, is that hum still there? I cut the shield on the repeater end.
Yeah, I still hear it. It's not as loud, but then again, I made a change here. Let me flip it back and see if it comes back.
It could be also one of the LED lights somewhere on here that's causing issues. I think that one that's going bad.
No, it's PL because I can hear your hang up. I can hear it change when you do your hang up tone.
It's strange because I don't hear it at all on the local repeat audio.
All right, I turned off the no demp filter. Let's see what it says now.
Well, the fans are working on the repeater like it should. I got it turned down to 25 watts for right now.
Gotcha. All right. I'll have to look at it when I'm on a real radio and not my computer client.
All right. Hey, at least it's connected and working, pretty much.
Yeah. I'll send you a screenshot of the current RTCM config, and then I'll send you the table for the receivers.
Okay, when I on key, there's like, I can hear like my self echo back a little bit, but so I'll just let you know.
All right, how about now? I shortened the delays up.
Let's see here. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You're connected to CMN Network.
I really didn't notice it. Yeah, I'm hearing that that weird noise coming over the by the radio. That's interesting why it's doing that.
You didn't notice any change, or was... I mean, you'll still have it there a little bit, but I shortened up the TX delays.
It was barely noticeable. It's there, but barely noticeable.
Yeah, so it's going to be like it was until we get the receivers in. So, okay. Yeah, so I shortened it. I think I saved it, too.
Okay. Every now and then, it's like your network audio is cutting out on it.
Yep, let me, because of the WAN, I can see it right here. It says inbound packet out of bounds. Let me turn that back up. I'm still getting 160. Yeah, let's see if we get, yeah, it's still out of bounds. I'll just leave it up here until we get done with the, until it's actually installed.
Okay, that time, it didn't do it.
Yeah, I don't see the message in here at all, so it tells me the TX buffer is set right.
Okay, well, we're making progress. That's the main thing.
All right, I'm going to screenshot this and send you the table over so you have the client passwords for the other receivers.
All right. I'll just shut the service monitor up. I'll just leave this thing out here and cook along. Make sure I have a portable with me and just kind of as I'm bopping around the Bay City area or close by here. KC8ELQ.
I'll have them GPS set up for 9600 to Fred.
Okay. Yeah, I set the port speed to 96. That's usually what we leave it at. And then, once we get the plugged into the main, I got to make a switch to use GPS. Since there's no GPS now, I had to turn it off so that it would still allow the transmitter to connect. You can connect receivers right now. They'll connect, but they'll all mix audio. And instead of voting, it'll mix them all.
Are you planning on using that wise box that's plugged in here?
Ken, I was going to go check that here in a second. I was doing the server config so that the RTCMs would work. Order up, Paul.
I don't know, but this is driving me nuts because I got one to connect and I got switched over, but when I connect to the next one, it won't connect to the damn GPS, or darn GPS. I have to, first time I had to shut my computer off to get it to work. I don't know what's going on.
Ooh, somebody keyed up from Durand. Hello, Durand.
I only have to switch the baud rate, right? I don't. The only reason I got to go to switch the switch it to Garmin orders and update it, but it appears like it's got newer firmware in it than what I'm trying to put in it.